It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR.
Thanks for tuning in, all you Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. And you're listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. I'm Chef Nick, and my co-host is Tom Maloney. How you doing, Tom?
Nick, I am doing fantastic on this Friday.
Because you had some sweet treats.
I did have some sweet treats. Yeah, you're right. They were very sweet. They were very good. And there are still a few more left on the table, so I'm going to try to close the studio doors here to prevent anybody else from coming in and digging into those.
That's why I keep telling everyone, small little pieces. I want to take the rest home. So what's going on tonight? Anything going on today?
No, you know, just some sectional championship high school football play tonight on game night, kicking off at 6 o'clock, and then I am in for all things considered.
Oh, double
I'm in
duty
for Michael this afternoon. Yeah. So you get me on Let's Eat, you get me on ATC, you get me on game night. So like for the next seven and a half hours, I'm on the radio. So
you got any spray for your voice?
It's called coffee.
You like that raspy sound anyway.
You need the raspy sound. Yeah,
do
yeah.
some country music with that. So, folks, thanks for joining in. And today we got an exciting show. We have a, I think, fairly new operation that opened up. I really haven't asked Catherine yet, but it's called Bakehouse. And Bakehouse is located in Crown Point. And Crown Point might be a is Crown Point having their game in Crown Point?
Crown Point is actually at Penn tonight. Oh. So they are
out
east at Penn tonight.
Well, we're all rooting for you, Crown Point. Rah, rah.
You've got your Crown Point hat on.
You notice I got my Crown Point hat. And folks, if you want to see this beautiful Crown Point hat that I think I bought from Walgreens, you need to go on the Instagram. That's Let's Eat, P-O-D, and you'll see me and Catherine and my Crown Point hat and all the baked goods that she brought in. And we also have another avenue to get a hold of us. You can call in, 219-769-9577, and Bakehouse has gift cards, and they're $20 gift cards. So you call in, Catherine would be happy to give you a gift card, and we'll mail it right out to you. So again, thanks for joining us on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, and we have Catherine Lucien, right? Say it for me again.
Lucien
from Bakehouse right out of Crown Point on the east side of the square. How you doing, Catherine?
Doing great, thank you.
Why don't you give everyone a little introduction, some background about yourself, some of the schools, you know, schooling, you know, just other jobs you had. Introduce us to yourself.
Okay, sure. I am Chef Catherine. I did not go to formal schooling. Self-taught. Had baby girl, wanted to start doing cakes for her, and just kind of developed from there. Went into more pastries and breads and wanted to learn. Took me about 17 years, but finally we opened a brick and mortar last October in downtown Crown Point.
Now, did you work at other bakeries ahead of before
I
this?
I did. I got some hands-on experience in about five other bakeries, ranging from small mom and pop to a little bit more commercial style bakeries, a couple of them. So getting a little bit of a well-rounded experience to help me out.
And, so go ahead.
I was going to say, when you say well-rounded, were they cakes and cupcakes? Were they bagel places? Were they just regular baking shops? Like, what is your I guess your foray, your specialty in terms of baking?
I do everything, a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So we at the bakery at Bakehouse, we have desserts. So we do dessert cakes, cupcakes, brownies, cookies. We also have our house-made croissants and various pastries coming out of croissant dough.
Mm-hmm.
We also have fresh breads daily. So I found my love for pastries and breads just in the last about 4 years.
Okay.
Before that, I only did cake.
Now, some of these bakeries you worked at, I mean, nowadays, it seems like when you say bakery, it's not what it was 30 years ago. You know, you say bakery, like it was like a whole array of things. I mean, wedding cakes and this and that. Did you work at something like that where it was like you made almost anything that was considered bakery?
I did. Two different ones that were not specialty that did have a variety of everything.
Mm-hmm. But any grocery stores? You ever worked in any?
I did.
And how'd you like that?
I think that gave me the best experience. I tried to pull something from every place I got. Mm-hmm. And for the grocery store, it was just quick moving production. Like, it got me moving and figuring out how to get, like, you know, 150 cakes done in 2 hours.
Tom, this is how it works. It's like, yeah, I've cooked since I was like 11 and 12 years old. I learned my recipes by, you know, kind of researching them and things like that. But like you say, everywhere you go, you learn a little trick. And when I worked for the Round the Clocks, that's where I got my speed, you know, how to be really, really fast. And then I worked for a place like Santini's and Snacks Park Avenue way before your time. That's where I learned about organizing and bookkeeping and how to do things like that. So, yeah, I went to college, but it seems like I learned a lot more hands-on. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I did a lot of YouTube videos before I started getting into the
bakery. I didn't have that opportunity. I wish I would have had back then we didn't even have, I mean, we had computers, but you had a program.
You could make your own YouTube videos now, Nick, and you could teach the next generation how to make the perfect lemon rice soup.
But it's amazing, like, how much you can, you know, learn from all, you know, those places and stuff. And you just gather, like, you know, little tricks, little secrets, because you don't learn those things unless you're in the atmosphere of, like, hey, what happens if it's too hot in the kitchen? I mean, I'm sure you're worried about temperatures in the kitchen.
It messes with our breads for sure. We work with a lot of yeast doughs, so temperature, time, all that humidity affects it very much, whether how quickly it gets ready to get baked and making sure our oven is ready when it's ready. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the timing can be a little bit tricky.
So on that note, like, are there, you wake up and you get to the bakehouse and you start baking, you warm up those ovens. Are there things that have to go in first because they cannot get too warm based on the weather, or like things that if it's, you got to wait till it gets warmer in the bakery just because it's so cold outside, like in terms of timing and like, or is it just you walk in and you know that when I walk in, I start making the bread immediately and then it's the cupcakes and then it's this or that, or is there sort of a method to the madness, so to speak, with those temperatures?
Yes, generally speaking, there is. We do have a lovely little thing called a proof box at the bakery, which I love because it does steam.
Okay.
It has a steam pan, so we can kind of keep things a little more controlled for our breads.
Mm-hmm.
That helps when it is either too cold or too hot outside.
Okay.
Sometimes the humidity is the one thing that kind of gets a little tricky with the dough, but and sometimes you have to kind of tweak things in baking process, like, hey, this is ready now, so wait for the cookies because that bread has to go now. Kind of takes a priority over everything
else. The longest,
else.
Probably.
And how much bread are you pumping out a day? Like, are you making, like, 50 loaves, 100 loaves, 500 loaves?
We're only doing, like, 30 to 40 loaves a day.
Okay, so
pretty
it's
good.
Like, fresh bread daily, and, like, when you sell out, you sell out.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So before we get too far ahead of ourselves, and everyone's listening to all these great things that you do, why don't you tell people where you're located, that your hours of operations, and a phone number they can call you at?
Yeah, of course. We are 106 North Main in downtown Crown Point. We are on the same side of the street as the library. We are open Monday through Saturday. Monday is 10 to 4, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday is 8 to 6, and Friday is 6:30 to 6.
Okay.
And then what else am I supposed to tell you?
Facebook, Instagram, social medias?
Yes, we are on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is at Bakehouse Online.
But it's not spelled B-A-K-E.
Right.
Okay.
It is B-A-K-H-O-U-S-E, no E.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's, you know, I went in there and it's, I'll have to give you this, Catherine. It's a beautiful place. It's clean. It's very spacious. Smells really good. And your displays are really nice. I mean, you have a glass display and you put everything on charcuterie boards or cutting, you know, you display them. So, folks, I encourage you to go and look her up online and see all the beautiful things that she has. Again, folks, give us a call at 219-769-9577. You're listening to Let's Eat. And today we have Bakehouse on from Crown Point, and she has $20 gift cards that she's handing out. So give us a call and get a gift card. What inspired you? What really inspired you to get into this? And how do you get your inspiration for some of your products that you put out?
Okay. Always baked with my mom, or just I just always have loved to bake. Then, you know, the baking shows started coming out when I was in my 20s, like on, you know, the Food Network and things like that. So I just sort of started loving that and thought I could do that. I want to do that. So that's where it all kind of started. And then my I had kids, wanted to do their birthday cakes and kind of got it, you know, into that and really loved the creating part of it all. And then a lot of my creations just come because I get bored a little bit and just want to experiment.
I hear that a lot from bakers, from people who spend a lot of time in kitchens. It's like, I got a lot of time in there. I'm going to just try different things and just see what works and see what doesn't work. And so that, like, that creativity process, like, is your brain always like, ooh, if I tweak this cookie and did something else with it, I might be able to do something really cool, really unique? Or is it like, I am sick and tired of eating chocolate chip cookies, I need something different? Like, that, how does that process work in terms of, like, the creativity process and where it starts or where it goes?
I think it's a mixture of it all. Sometimes it's just tired of this one thing, how can I tweak it to make it a little bit more special?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I'll just happen to see something that somebody posts and I'm like, oh, that's kind of fun. Or like, ooh, I need a new flavor combination. So I'll just start like looking some things up. It just, I don't know, it kind of.
How is it when you go into other bakeries? I mean, I know when I go to a catering event and I see all that food, I'm like envious that I wish I could make it all. You know, I wish I know how to, you know, the recipes. You know, I want to make what I'm seeing. Do you get that when you get into other bakeries?
Yeah, so, but it's a little bit like, sometimes I wish I could just go there and just like pick something and enjoy it, but I always am super like,
right,
a little critical, not in a bad way necessarily, but like, is it better than mine, or what would I do to make it better if it were mine, or, you know, those kind of things. So it's interesting when I go into another bakery.
Now, how long have you been at this location?
We opened last October, so we've been there just over a year.
And what were you doing? You know, you said you've been experimenting and trying things. Were you doing this all your home? I mean, did you suddenly just jump into this spot? Because I can see that spot's beautiful. So there had to have been some thought behind it. I mean, were you doing things before? Were you going to markets? What were you doing to get yourself all revved up to say, hey, I'm tired of this, I'm going to get some brick and mortar and slap it together and have a place?
Yeah, well, I can thank COVID for most of this process and getting open, because
I think a lot of people feel that way post-COVID.
Mm-hmm, yep. I took that year that nothing was available, I wasn't working as much, to just start experimenting with products that I would love to put in my bakery.
Mm-hmm.
The bakery's always been my dream. And then I actually established the business in 21, and we did markets. Farmers markets. That
okay.
was, somebody told me to do that, get my name out there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We did that for a couple of years, and then I was able to kind of go to the bank, say, hey, look, I'm making money with my business.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a smart way. Move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you might be the first person
that said that. That's why I'm saying that's interesting. That's,
everybody else is like, oh, I just decided it was time to open a brick and mortar. But I guess people did ghost kitchens,
right,
where they would like sell the products at stores and other places. But you're the first one, I think, who said, I went
to
farmers
myself. It was proof of
performance
of concept too.
Yeah, and concept. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, once you did all that, I mean, what decided you to say, hey, I'm going to go to Crown Point? Because you know, there's other towns around here that are all like kind of growing. You know, Valparaiso, Highland, they're all kind of doing the same thing. Why Crown Point?
We started selling at the farmers market, the Crown Point Farmers Market. We chose a Saturday one that we heard good things about.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few other ones, but that one particularly, Crown Point didn't have a lot of bakeries at the time. They have mm-hmm. a few more now.
They do.
Right.
They do, yeah.
A few more of everything
time,
now.
Right. At the time, they didn't have as many bakeries, but the people of Crown Point welcomed us at the farmer's market full on. We did well. People loved our product. We loved the town. And then I just started kind of looking for open spots.
Mm-hmm.
Was calling phone numbers when I'd see a place for rent to see if it would work for us.
And what were you selling at the market? Was it 1, 2, 3, 4 products? How did you handle that? And did it really start to grow and build?
It did. I have a hard time reserving myself, because I love
that's
what
why,
I do and I love
that's why
everything.
My menu had 350 items.
Go ahead. Right.
It did. It actually did. It was, yeah, it was
so
a lot.
At the farmer's market, we did sell probably about 12 products.
That's a lot.
We do about 12 different things between croissants and breads and brownies, cookies, our hand pies. It just varies.
And what kitchen did you work out of again?
We worked out of Nana Claire's in Valparaiso.
Yeah, I think everybody does. Yeah. At some point or another, in terms of small restaurants, and like as they start up, it's the Nana Claire's kitchen first. Yeah.
So then Indiana changed, or the rules changed, though, for a home-based business.
Yeah.
Now you can sell out of your home.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anywhere, as long as you have your surf safe. So for the last year, I did that. I did not bake out of a rental kitchen. I baked out of my home.
Which helps keep the cost down then, too, right, as you're saving up for that brick and mortar.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, like you're talking about Nana Claire's kitchen, it's like, it feels like, it's like a boot camp for people that want to start up, you know, some kind of food.
It's a right of way. It's a right of passage.
You know, like in football, it's like, oh, he came from the Patriots, and they got good coaches coming from the Patriots. You know, I didn't say the Bears, but the Patriots and stuff like that. And that's how Nana Claire's kitchen is. It's like, you know, we've had the Yeasty Boys on. We've had you on. I've had a few people that, you know, and they go on to start brick-and-mortar operations.
Yep.
Folks, you're listening to 89.1 FM. I'm Chef Nick. This is Let's Eat with Chef Nick. And today we have Bakehouse on. We have Catherine, and she's got gift cards. So give us a call at 219-769-9577. Get a chance to get a gift card from Bakehouse out of Crown Point. You brought in some really delicious items. I mean, really good. Can you tell me what you brought in?
Of course, yep. We brought in a couple of our highly sought after breads, our cinnamon raisin bread and our garlic herb ciabatta. And then we also have a variety of our pastries. So we house make everything, our croissant dough included, real butter, lots of layers in that dough. So
About 2 days to make the croissant dough?
Yep. Uh-huh. It takes 2 days to do our croissants. So we have our apple Danish with that croissant dough, and then we have an almond croissant and a chocolate croissant and a strawberry croffin. Uh-huh. So our croffin is pretty fun because it's croissant dough in a muffin pan with Danish filling. So that one's a fun one.
Now, that you say it's a fun one. Is that one you developed?
There are croffins out there. I don't have a trademark on it, but like mine, I made mine different in that the way I fill it, the way I shape it.
The thing I loved was the big cinnamon bread. What is that called?
A cinnamon raisin swirl bread.
Oh, my gosh. I can take that with a nice glass of cold milk and just dunk it all together. And if I had a big cup, I would take the whole loaf and be dunking and just eating pieces of it.
Right. So we have customers that make French toast out of it.
Oh, I can see that.
Ooh, that's
or you
good.
Know what? Bread pudding.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
another one you can get.
Tis the season.
Tis the season. Who do we got on the line?
We've got Shay calling from Valparaiso. Hey. Shay, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I have a question. Good, good. I have a question. I have celiac disease, and I have to eat gluten-free. Would you have any gluten-free items?
We do have gluten-free items. We are not celiac safe, however, but we do bake them without gluten, and we try, but we do have one kitchen, one sink. So we always have at least 5 different items that are gluten-free. Occasionally we've been doing a gluten-free focaccia. It can be ordered.
Is that how you sell that? Say that?
Focaccia?
Focaccia bread.
Yes. I always thought I thought the O's were like long O's and that focaccia. It's just focaccia?
That's how I say it.
Okay. News to me. Right. I don't know.
So you do a gluten-free focaccia bread?
We do.
That's different.
Yeah.
Usually Shay, you know, you go to bakeries for gluten-free items. What do you usually see in gluten-free? Do you ever see focaccia bread?
No, I haven't seen that.
What do you usually what is donuts?
Normally, it's like cupcakes or you know pumpkin breads or you know. Trying to think what else. Cookies.
Yeah. And what are some of the gluten-free items you make?
So we always have a peanut butter cookie, which is also vegan. And then we have a lemon bar, and we have a, we call it Banana Elvis. It's a banana bar, maple peanut butter frosting, peanut butter drizzle. We have a flourless chocolate cake, and always our mini macarons.
And they're all gluten-free?
They are all gluten-free.
Does that sound like a good variety,
nice.
Shay?
Yeah. The chocolate, what was the last one, the cake?
The flourless chocolate cake?
Flourless, yeah. I've had that. That I've always seen in restaurants, like, because it's that there's no gluten, but usually it's served with a side of whipped cream or something. And that's always like really rich. So that's a good one too.
So what we're going to do, not what I'm going to do, because Catherine gave it to me. We're going to send you out a $20, $20 gift card to Bakehouse out of Crown Point.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to trying you out.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Now, thank you.
Shay is a gluten-free person because whenever the bakery she calls in, so she knows her gluten-free stuff and she really enjoys it. So I bet you she's going to really enjoy that focaccia. I bet she goes for the focaccia bread. That's what I would go for if I was a gluten-free item because, you know, gluten-free, it's always cupcakes and cookies. And, you know, you want something different because the breads are hard to do.
Right.
When it comes to, I mean, how do you handle gluten-free bread compared to other breads?
I
mean, is there the kneading? I mean, do you do all that stuff? No.
So I've experimented a little with them. Most of them don't knead. I haven't been happy with most of them. So the focaccia is the one that we've been most happy with, the texture and the flavor and everything. So kind of sticking with that one right now.
Folks, just give us a call. 219-769-9577. Get a chance to get a gift card from Bakehouse out of Crown Point. We have gift cards, and they're $20 apiece. What time do you start your day?
It depends on the day. Normally, 4 to 5 a.m.
Wow!
Like you're getting
is
in.
A little different.
Lights are on. Ovens are getting turned on. 4 to 5 a.m. Or like you're waking up, hitting the alarm at 4 to 5 a.m.
No, we're in the shop. 4 to 5 a.m.
Oh, wow!
Yes.
But you know what? One thing about, you know, 'cause I had restaurants. What's cool about the winter time? I mean, it's wintertime. It's cold, but it's the best time to bake in the oven, bake in the bakery, isn't it? With the ovens. I always like that where you fire up those ovens. The kitchen's kind of cold, and it just kind of warms up. And then you got all that great smell going on. I mean, it's got to be. And how long do you bake to finish all the products you need for a day?
We are off and on all day, but we're probably baking like 12 hours a day. I
really?
Would say, yeah.
Is it you? Do you have a team in there? Like,
we have a small mini team.
Okay.
There's about 10 total people that work. Not all baking. We are about 6 bakers, but like part-time, mm-hmm. kitchen assistant. I have one full-time baker besides myself.
Any candlestick makers there? The baker, the candlestick maker? Oh. All right.
Who do we got on the line there, Tom?
We've got...
you know, if I had a cricket thing that went cricket, that would have been perfect.
I need the hi-hat, but yeah, we've got it. Alexandria calling in from Griffith.
Hey, what's up?
Hi there.
Got a question for our baker?
Yeah, and I was excited to hear all of the gluten-free menu items that you have available, and I wondered if you have any gluten-free holiday items coming up this season.
Yeah, so currently on our holiday menu, we have our lemon bar 4-pack and pumpkin maple bars are also on that menu. If you call us and there's something that we do that you are interested in for the holiday, if you give us a long enough heads up, we can take care of that as well. But those are the two things that are on our online menu as well as in the shop for the holiday.
And you've got a pretty big, substantial Thanksgiving menu. No turkey on here, no stuffing and mashed potatoes, but like the pumpkin roll, the pumpkin bread, the cookie box, like 5 or 6 different types of pies,
right,
a whole
here's
bunch of different breads.
Gluten-free vegan lemon bars, pumpkin maple bars.
Yep,
oh,
yep.
And
so.
Also our pies are, we do cream pies, and the crust we can do gluten-free. So actually our
Ooh,
pies
cool.
can be gluten-free as well.
Does that all sound good?
Oh, yeah.
You know what she has? The thing that you need to go visit for, I think, is that focaccia. The focaccia gluten-free. It's like something... I've never heard the bakery do around here.
Yeah.
And we've had some gluten-free people on. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card from Bakehouse out of Crown Point, right on the square, $20 gift card from Bakehouse. How's that sound?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
So on the holiday note, I guess, do you see a pickup? Like we talk to bakers and it's like, hey, the holidays are coming up or the seasons are changing. Is it like all of a sudden people are coming in for those holiday parties, those holiday treats? Are they putting those orders in? Because you've only been in the brick and mortar now, you said, for about
a year,
right? So
yeah.
This will be the second holiday season for you. But you've been baking for a while in the sense that...
Or is it your first holiday season?
No, this is our second holiday season. I did it like minimal when I was doing it out of my home and out of the rental kitchen. But it was kind of a whirlwind last year. So mm-hmm. Hopefully this year will be way more organized because we had just opened in October.
Right.
And then we hit the holidays.
Oh, forget about it. You didn't know what to expect.
It was a little crazy. And I spent the first 3 months almost like pretty much spending the night at the bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then those holidays, I spent the night at the bakery.
What were the heavy hitters? And you know what? The whole thing is you're so new, you probably had things out there, but you might have had heavy hitters that were being requested and you weren't ready for it.
Right. So cream pies were huge for the holiday and, of course, bread. And we make an amazing cinnamon roll, so that's on our menu. So that is also a huge holiday item.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, when I was in the bakeries and the grocery stores, our biggest holiday item were the rolls, dinner rolls. You know, like the, you know, I'm talking about the pack of 12 or the cartwheel rolls.
You need them for everything. Then you're like, I got leftovers. I need more rolls.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing how many dinner rolls we would go through. And I don't think of pumpkin pies, stuff like that, but the dinner rolls were a big item for it. Do you guys do like, not wedding cakes, but say like birthday cakes, things like that?
We are currently not doing custom per se, but we do dessert cakes. We have over 30 varieties of dessert style cakes that we do. So a lot of people order those for their get-togethers and their birthdays. We have 6-inch, 8-inch, quarter sheet, half sheet. The only other thing that we do kind of custom, we do wedding spreads.
Okay.
We will offer a cutting cake for that.
Okay.
Not necessarily a tiered cake, but just like the single bride and groom cake with the wedding spread.
So what's one of the things that you make that you wake up in the morning and just dread that you have to make it, but you make it because you sell it? Is there anything?
Ooh. I don't think there's anything I dread.
What's your favorite category of items to cook, bake? Making pastries? You like making breads?
I think breads and pastries. I don't know. I love the science in it. So it kind of like just like seeing the dough develop as I go in the like croissant dough, for instance, like the way it starts all just chunky and a mess. And then each layer makes it like smoother and smoother. Mm-hmm, yeah. And like I love
the idea that I said it, I think, a few weeks ago that you got a handful of this powdery flour that's really this powder. And then next thing you know, it's a beautiful loaf of bread. And when you make it, it's beautiful. I mean,
right.
How it, you know, rises, and if you do marks in it and make certain shapes out of it. I mean, I love making bread. I like making pizza, though. I really do. Now, your menu is not just breads. Don't you? When I was in there, I noticed you have a chalkboard, and you put specials up.
Right.
Sandwiches. Explain some of the sandwich specials that you do.
Oh, yeah, of course. We have sandwiches daily, breakfast sandwiches all day on our house-made sourdough English muffins, and then we'll do a chef's choice, sometimes on a bagel, sometimes on our sourdough, sometimes on our focaccia.
What kind of sandwich are we talking, like a turkey or a ham sandwich, egg sandwiches?
So for the breakfast, it's egg and ham, or double egg and cheese, or for the chef's choice, I kind of get a little creative. Sometimes it's like spinach, tomato, onion,
kind
of thing. Our lunch specials are ham and Swiss, turkey, pepper jack. We have a chicken salad that's available on the weekends. And then we have a cold American sandwich, we call it ham, turkey, tomato, onion, greens, garlic mayo on our sourdough.
Okay.
So yeah.
You know, go and you get lunch, then you get dessert as well. Does anything come with it? Chips, soup?
Chips will come with the sandwich if you just do a sandwich chip mm-hmm. combo. We have a lunch box that's a half sandwich, chips, and a dessert.
Okay.
And you can choose a cupcake, cookie, or a brownie
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many different, in a grocery business or they say SKUs, but how many different items do you produce? What do you expect to have out there? 20 items? How many different varieties do you handle?
I've never actually counted that. oh, goodness.
I can see the gears turning right now. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I'd say we probably have 30 to 40 items every day available.
But do you make 30 and 40 items every day, or is it in a rotating thing?
There is a rotation.
Okay.
Right. But breads and croissants and cinnamon rolls, those are things that have to be done
every day.
Every day, because fresh obviously is better with those things. Some of the dessert items, the cold case we call it, our cakes and our brownies, not the brownies, but the cupcakes and the We do a cream puff. Those kind of things are in a rotation.
Now, when you say you make cinnamon rolls and you make breads, and we talked about this a little bit before, what's the difference in the dough between a cinnamon roll and the bread dough? Because can you use pizza dough and just put cinnamon in it and roll it up and bake it? I mean,
so the best cinnamon roll uses an enriched dough,
okay,
which has a lot of egg and butter in it.
Okay.
So it's a heavier dough.
Is that how you get that flaky sort of texture with it then, too?
You want that a little bit of chew. You want a little bit of a more denser but softer, moist,
Melting
your dough. Whereas a bread, you want it a little bit more open crumb, airy, lighter. So that, which brioche bread, obviously, that's more of an enriched dough, and that's a little bit of a denser dough, softer dough. But like for your artisan bread, like your sourdoughs and a lot of the doughs we use, it's a little bit chewier of a texture, not as heavy, not as dense, it's more just flour, sugar, water, salt.
Right. You know, it's crazy, Tom, because you go to places and they have, say, cinnamon roll, and if it doesn't pull and it isn't flaky, they're just basically using a Vienna dough or bread dough, any kind of bread dough, and they're just putting a butter and cinnamon glaze in there
or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not quite the same. Now, tell everyone about croissant dough. How hard is it? I think that's a tough one. And how long does it take you to make?
Okay, so we have a sheeter in our bakery.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That is very good.
Before we open our brick and mortar, what's a sheeter? Okay, it's this nice little conveyor belt that has a little wheel, and you lower the width of the rollers, and it just automatically rolls it thinner and thinner for you.
Okay.
So as you roll it thinner, you can just kind of fold the dough into a book shape and then throw the
butter in the middle. Or do you put the butter in the middle when you do it?
The method we use is called a butter chunk method people call it a dab method.
Were they dabbing?
So you chunk the butter up and you mix it in the dough.
Okay.
Ahead of time.
Okay.
But it still creates the layers.
Your layers to get the fluffiness.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We spread flour on it, but our dough has over 1,000 layers technically.
Wow.
Yeah, by folding it and rising it, and it got to rise every time.
Yeah.
And you keep doing it, and that just creates more flakiness.
Right, yeah. We go through 4 folds on our dough.
I never made it, but my professor made it in front of everyone, and it stuck to my mind, like, I don't want to make that. It's like, come on, dude. You mean you're putting it away, and you're going to finish it tomorrow in class? You know, it's like, it's pretty intense.
It can be intimidating at first, but really once you get, it's just monotonous. Like, more it's just the...
Well, you say you have proofers. What kind of ovens do you have?
We use a convection oven with steam injection.
Do you only have a steam injection oven?
Yeah.
So you got a whole kitchen. I mean, you're doing sandwiches and stuff. Are these sandwiches available hot or just cold?
We have hot and cold.
So how do you heat them up?
We have a little mini convection oven that we...
You put it on a pan and put it in there.
We bake them, yeah.
Oh, no, that's
good. And
then
our breakfast sandwiches are in a griddle.
Okay.
So
that sounds really good. So your oven steams. So your bread that comes out, because that's something a lot of people don't do. I mean, sometimes they put a pan in the oven. Sometimes they'll spritz water in the oven. And what's the reason for the steaming?
It gives the outside texture of the bread what you want it.
Oh, it gives you the crispiness of it.
The chewy or the crispiness.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it helps with that. It's hard to achieve that at home. Some people can, and it's fine.
I've tried.
It's very difficult to do it without the steam injection, so I knew I wanted that.
Okay, so
that
when you make your bread, what kind of yeast do you use? Fast rising or
I use for active dry for some. I have a couple of my breads that require the quick rise, and then our sourdough is just natural. We don't put any added yeast in that. That's we've had our barn for about 3.5 years, and that is something that has become a little bit of a monster, but we love it.
You know, the whole thing is to get that yeast activated. So do you just put the yeast in the warm water? It's like, 110 degrees, and just water, or do you add a little flour with it? Do you add a little sugar? What do you do to get that yeast to activate before you throw it all together?
Depends on the bread. Okay. Mostly it's sugar that will add to it to, you know, because the yeast
how I
needs
was
something.
Taught.
It needs sugar
it
to
needs to grow.
Eat,
right, to eat.
To feed, to grow.
Don't throw salt in there, though.
No. And then some, I do a little bit of honey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything with sugar. Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick, and today we have Bakehouse in the studios live. We're in our live studios here in Maryville, and I see each and every one of you. I need you to get on your phone, call 219-769-9577, and enjoy a gift card, $20 gift card from Bakehouse out of Crown Point. And you're listening to Let's Eat. Now, you do all this cooking and stuff, a little bit of cooking back there. Are you, do you like that part of it, or would you want to get more into it? And do you have any kind of deep fryers or anything back there?
No, we do, we're not frying.
You got a hood? You have a hood?
I have a hood for my oven.
Okay.
So
because you have flames on the oven.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, we do just gas.
Okay.
Oven. Yeah, convection.
Oh, the convection.
The fan.
Okay, so you put a hood over.
Yeah,
okay.
So we were able to, you know, do a hood. I chose not to do anything fried for that purpose. We're on a budget when we did our build out.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
The hood for, like, full-on cooking and frying
oh,
was
yeah, thousands,
well,
ten,
yeah.
$30,000.
It was in the $30,000 to $50,000
yeah,
range.
Exactly.
The one I put, the one we had were able to
yeah,
put in
just,
was at about $15,000.
So I'm familiar. I know where you guys are at in terms of Crown Point. And so I'm picturing it like inside. Like, how big is that oven? How big is the kitchen space? How big is that dining space?
Oh, and
in terms
tell us
of,
how many seats.
We have seating for about 17 bodies in the shop itself.
Yeah.
Our full space is about 2,200 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So the front of house is just a small portion of that.
Yeah.
We have a huge kitchen for growth because I want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, have hopes of maybe a second location someday as mm-hmm. a remote location, but bake.
A satellite location. That's
yeah.
the
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
But bake where we are, so I have space to add another oven or a walk-in cooler freezer. So,
okay.
I love my space. We don't run into each other when we're working, which is nice. That
yeah.
was something that
well,
I
looked
really
in your kitchen. It was very spaceful,
yeah.
and it was very like it was very clean. I mean, it shined. I love that. I love looking in the kitchen, and I see stainless steel. I don't know what it is. Just like if I go to a used equipment for restaurants, my kitchen senses start to tingle because I feel like I can put a lot of things together. And I'll have to say, folks, Bakehouse in Crown Point, clean and delicious and has great service. So call in 219-769-9577. Get a chance to get a gift card from Bakehouse out of Crown Point. You got $20 gift cards. You do soups? Do you make the soups? Or
I do.
Really?
Yes. And we call it Super Saturday. So we do it on Saturdays. We have not quite started that yet.
Okay.
I had some family. So I wanted to start it in November. I've had some things with my mom.
Yeah.
So we're kind of a little behind starting that up. But November, Super Saturday through the cold months, I do house make all my own soup, something I love to do as well. So.
Who do we got there, Thomas?
We've got Denise from Crown Point joining us here. Denise, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi. We were just listening to your show on the radio, and I just want to say me and my husband come in almost every week for the cinnamon rolls. The cinnamon rolls are to die for. We love them so much, and we can tell, like, you guys make it with love. So just wanted to say thank you for all you do, and I'm excited to go back next week to get another cinnamon roll.
Now,
so
Denise,
much.
Have
you
ever tried
that.
Her sandwiches?
We have. I've had the breakfast sandwich. It was good. But we also had some of the cookies. We had some of the cakes in there, too. I think we maybe had a hand pie. But
oh, the hand pie is
rolls,
delicious.
So, oh, yeah.
The cinnamon
good.
Rolls are the
but
ones
the
that take the cake
die
for you?
Oh, yeah.
So what we got, Denise, we got a gift card to the Bakehouse for you. We're going to send it out. And this way, you get your cinnamon roll, or maybe you get a sandwich, too. It's a $20 gift card. It's a great value because it's free
awesome.
From the Bakehouse.
Thank
maybe you
so
get
much.
Yourself two cinnamon rolls, and
you
don't tell your partner about the gift card.
There you go.
Two cinnamon rolls there.
And Denise,
so.
don't forget to call in. Don't forget to call in the future.
Awesome. I will. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you. Hey, you ever think about a food truck? Okay.
That is kind of in the business plan.
Really?
Yes.
That's very farmer's market of you. Yes.
Yes, I know.
But what would you do?
So
I mean, what would
there.
You do in a food truck?
So similar to what I'm already doing at the farmer's market, just I would like to be able to do some like warm bread though, fresh, like almost like bake it in like little quantities, small little loaves that you can just like
yeah.
walk around and eat this hot, fresh bread.
Yeah.
And like warm chocolate chip cookies.
How about bread? How about bread bowls?
Yeah, we do bread bowls on Saturdays.
Oh man, yeah. Now we're in trouble, Nick. Now we're in trouble. Oh boy.
What kind of bread do you make for the bowls?
Sourdough.
Yeah, yeah. I like.
So
bread bowls.
I see the pictures of the sourdough on the website Bakehouse Online. That's bakhouseonline.com. And like the scoring, like the sourdough scoring, I always see that online. Like people making these really intricate patterns and really pretty things on the bread dough itself. Is there a purpose for that, or are they just treating that like a blank canvas? Like, oh, it would be nice to draw some flowers or put a smiley face on there, or does the bread need to be scored in order for it to go ahead and, you know, become what it needs to do?
Right. If you choose not to score it, it will find a way to bust out somewhere.
Yeah.
It just does that. That's the naturalness of it. So the scoring does just, it helps it just naturally expand without busting everywhere out.
Yeah, have
crust.
A bunch of cracks and stuff
right,
like
yeah.
that.
Got it. So
I mean, some breads that look is what you want, and that's, you know, that's perfect. But I do love.
Does that help cook the inside? You think a little bit, if you score real deep, like in a panini bread, or is it just for helping it rise? Like you said, where you don't the surface.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's just for not busting out of the surface. You know, your dough just looks kind of like wonky everywhere.
You know, I forgot to ask you, do you do any coffees or any, what kind of drinks do you offer?
Oh, yeah, we do have a coffee line. We have espresso drinks as well as a drip coffee. We also offer a nitro cold brew from Small Town. Also in Crown Point,
we've had them
right on the other side of the square.
We've partnered with them for their nitro cold brew. We also get our beans from them for our espresso and our drip coffee.
Okay.
So local, we wanted to keep it local for our beans, so we did that.
That's fantastic.
It is good.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the strip where there's a lot of restaurants. Are you noticing people go and eat at a restaurant and then come and visit you?
Not as much, I think, as we expected. I think people are more like, they ate, they're full, and they're thinking about dessert at the time. But, you know, we do get some people that come in during, like, the earlier afternoon. Like, lunch is a little bit different.
Yeah.
So we get people who eat lunch and then come in for their dessert lunch, but dinner is, like, a little bit too late.
Folks, we only got about 10 minutes left of the show. If you want to call in, 219-769-9577. That's 219-769-9577. And we have Catherine here from the Bakehouse right out of Crown Point. She has a beautiful little bakery. It's clean, very crisp looking. And we encourage you to call in so you can go and visit on her dime. So 219-769-9577. Try to get a gift card from the Bakehouse. You make, is it pot of shoe?
Yeah, for, yes.
I've done it. One time I did it great. The next time it failed. Tell me the process real quick. I'm picking your brain because I go home and do some of this stuff.
Oh yeah, it's
and
okay.
Pot of shoe is for puff pastry.
For cream puffs.
Cream puffs.
We do a cream puff, a Saint Joe, and
you actually make that from scratch.
Yeah, and a karpatka, which is a Polish cream puff cake.
Yeah.
So we use it for a few of our products, but yeah, you cook flour and milk and butter, and then
pipe it out.
You let it mix with some egg, and you make sure that the only thing, the key is to make sure that the ratios are right between your egg and you cooked your flour long enough that you get rid of some of the moisture, and then you whip them together till it holds its shape.
Right.
Because if it doesn't hold its shape, then you're going to have flat cream puffs.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, you know, the knowledge you have and the products you made are really good, and you did it all by working the streets, basically, in bakeries.
Yeah.
That's an accomplishment. Who we got on the line?
We've got Stephanie calling from Lowell. Stephanie, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, hello.
You have a question?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, I caught the very beginning of the show, and I had to leave, and now I'm back.
Oh, thanks.
So what are the hours of operation?
Might as well say them again. That's fine. People need to know that.
Of course. We are open Monday through Saturday. Monday is 10 to 4. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday is 8 to 6. And Friday is 6:30 to 6.
Okay. So is it only a bakery? That was the other thing I think I missed out on.
So you've got sandwiches, you've got coffee, you've got
pastries.
Pastries,
bread. You know, It's a full line bakery with the exception of custom items. And then we do have a coffee line with espresso drinks and drip coffee. We have an amazing truffle hot chocolate that is coming out right now, of course, because it's cooler weather. And then we have sandwiches, breakfast and lunch sandwiches.
And the sandwiches, you kind of like, if you run out of a certain thing, you do, you know, like the breads. So you have only so much for the day, or?
Yeah, sometimes we could substitute if okay. we do run out of something in that way.
I seen you make your own chicken salad. Stephanie, you like chicken sandwich, salad?
Oh, yeah.
You do your own chicken salad, don't you?
Yep, on the weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have a, it's a Nashville hot chicken salad.
Oh, so it's not even a regular chicken salad, Nashville hot.
We put a little bit of Nashville hot chicken seasoning in there and
applesauce. In our industry, that's what we call burying the lead. That's the big story there where you don't talk about it at the beginning. You got to read a paragraph or two. And it was like, that's the real story. It's Nashville hot chicken salad. See,
there you go.
See, now, okay, I got to make a phone call, Nick. I got to make a phone call.
Wait, get on. So, Stephanie, do you know where the bakehouse is?
Is it on the square or off the square?
It's right on the square, right across from the courthouse, on the same side of the street as 12 Islands, but down a little farther.
A little bit, right next to Square Roots, a couple doors down from the library.
Yep.
Okay.
So
yep, I know exactly where that's at.
Have you never visited it?
No, I have not yet.
You're going to, because Catherine has given us a gift card, $20 gift card too, yep. Stephanie, to the bakehouse in Crown Point, and we're going to mail that out to you.
Okay, so question. So where do you get your coffee from? Is it a local roastery?
We have partnered with Small Town right in Crown Point.
Oh, nice. Okay. So do you have the sandwiches like right when you open the door, or is that... That's just part of the menu.
Or they made to order, so to speak.
Yeah, they are made to order.
And your menu switches up on the sandwiches, no?
We have a chef's choice special, but like the sandwiches pretty much stay the same daily. But they are available open to close. The lunch, sometimes we're not quite ready right at 8 a.m., but if you give us a few minutes, we usually can do a lunch sandwich too to go.
Okay.
Or if you want to eat it there too.
And you may have touched on this already. What do you have seating then inside?
Yeah, we do. We have seating for about 17 bodies right now.
Okay.
So is that also? And it's really clean and crisp in there. I mean, it's beautiful inside. And they have outdoor seating too.
Not quite yet.
All right. I thought I saw something.
Well, thank you, Stephanie, for calling in. We'll make sure to get the gift card out to you here, so you can go enjoy some of those tasty, tasty treats.
So do you do any kind of, you've had a full year. What's busier, summer or winter?
The summer was not as busy as the spring was. I think the spring was actually our busier time. Hmm. Yeah, I think
it's warmer. People want to go out and explore and like, oh, there's this new place I want to go try kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I always think of like bakeries, baked goods. Like that's a very fall, winter thing for me with, breads and the cupcakes, desserts versus the spring. But yeah, I guess we shall see.
Yeah. And in Christmas, what are you gonna do different in Christmas? What are you thinking forward to Christmas? Are you gonna put anything special that we should know of now?
I have not gotten there just quite yet. I know our peppermint pie did really well last year, so that for sure will be on the menu this year. But I'm getting through Thanksgiving.
I have to say your reviews are very good. Oh. I read your reviews. I mean, you're right up there at 5 almost. So you've hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
Which is good. I love your sign. Who designed the sign and how'd you come up with the whole look of it?
My husband was a key designer in our logo for the sign. My daughter is an artist, so she kind of helped us a little bit as well. And then it was just the family thing.
It's nice. It's cool. I mean, when you have, and I think it's in-house, you put a loaf of bread instead of circuit. It's really good. Who we got on the line?
The last caller for the show, then. This is Elizabeth calling from Crown Point. Elizabeth, welcome to Let's Eat.
You got our last minute here, Elizabeth.
Hello. Hi. I'm sorry. I was out mowing the grass.
Well, I'm glad you called in.
I might not get in time. But my question is the fact that there is a bakery in Crown Point that's called the Bakehouse, and it's amazing, and I'm just really, really happy because there is a bakehouse in Troy, Indiana, not Indiana, Troy, Ohio, I'm sorry, that makes wonderful breads, other kinds of things. They have soups and sandwiches, very similar. And I was wondering if your restaurateur has any connection with the bakery in Troy.
Any connection to Ohio or Michigan?
Actually, no. I do not.
Okay.
So, Elizabeth, we're like low on time. I'm sorry, sweetie. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card, a $20 gift card to the Bakehouse out of Crown Point. How's that sound?
That's great.
You know what?
Thank
I want you to call in again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we got a questionnaire for you. Ready?
Got it.
Okay. Your favorite sandwich?
Favorite sandwich that I make? Or
no,
just
overall.
Favorite sandwich. Oh, I don't know. I pass on that one.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, dogs. Love my pups.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, my son just asked me this one. I actually like Holiday in Handcuffs.
No, I never.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I got to look it up now.
Yep.
worst smell?
Oh, onion that's on your hands after you cut it.
You know what? I've said that before. No one said that. That's my thing.
A
rotten onion or onion that you've been cutting onions a lot and how it smells on your hand.
Hand smell. Yep.
I agree with you.
Yep.
Favorite smell? Yeah, your favorite smell.
Lilac or lavender.
Favorite type of dinner roll?
I like a ciabatta roll.
I do too. The first bakery item that you ever made?
Chocolate chip cookie.
And for who?
My husband.
For your husband.
Yep.
If you had one holiday song, Christmas song that you had to hear for the rest of your life, and when you want to hear a Christmas song, that's the only one you can hear, what would it be?
No, pass. I don't know.
Not even Jingle Bells?
If I had to hear it all over and over and over again.
Okay. Thin or thick pizza?
Thick.
Ketchup on your hot dog?
Yes, guilty.
I'm right with you.
See, you're not alone. This is a safe place right here.
Yeah. Your favorite type of wine?
Oh, I don't drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Favorite cooking show?
I used to like Chopped very much. Now I don't have time to watch, so I don't have a favorite one right now.
You watch yourself while you're cooking.
Yeah,
there you go.
Pretty
much. Okay, six words to describe your business.
Oh. Fun, delicious, artisan, sweet. I can't think of it.
Clean.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And fresh.
Clean and fresh. There you go.
There you go.
Anything I missed? Anything you want to say? Any contests? Any things going on? Any special events that you're doing?
No, we just have our holiday menu out right now. So that's our big push right now is holiday is coming up, and we have a lot of good things. You can order the menu all month. We know that people get together throughout the month, not just on Thanksgiving. So we have that going on right now.
Well, Catherine, from the Bakehouse in Crown Point, right on the square, thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.
We enjoyed having your company. We enjoyed all the things that you brought in, too. Again, folks, we had Catherine from the Bakehouse in Crown Point in today. She's right on the square. I encourage everyone to go there because, you know what, it's really a cool-looking place. It's clean. It's crisp. It smells good, and everything in there is fresh. And tonight we have game night, so don't forget to tune in at 6 o'clock for game night. And don't forget, right after the show, to tune in and listen to Tom Maloney on What all things are considered.
We'll consider all of the things from 4 to 6. That's right.
So, everyone, remember, root for your favorite team. Game night, the correspondents will be calling in, telling you what's going on in the area with your favorite football team. And also, gather your family, give them a big hug, big old kiss. And don't forget to grab your fluffy dog like I do almost every moment of the day I see him. Give him a big old kiss and tell everyone you love him. And Yasu.